Our story takes place on a snowy Christmas Eve. The air is fragrant with the smell of gingerbread and roasting chestnuts. White twists of smoke rise from the chimneys, and twinkling lights glimmer in every window. Dr. and Mrs. Stahlbaum and their children, Clara and Fritz, are making the final preparations for their annual Christmas Eve party. Mistletoe must still be hung, gifts need to be wrapped, and the stockings must be filled with candies and toys. Soon, friends and family begin to arrive, dressed in their holiday silks and satins. Little cousins and friends join Clara and Fritz around the Christmas tree decorated with sparkling lights and colorful ribbons. Dr. Stahlbaum signals for the festivities to begin. Refreshments are served, toasts are given, the children perform a lively dance for their parents, and presents are exchanged. Suddenly, a mysterious figure enters the room. It is Clara's favorite uncle, Drosselmeyer. He has brought to the party his latest inventions, 3 life-size mechanical dolls. They are Harlequin the Clown, Columbine the Ballerina, and Imani the Moor. With a wave of his magic cape, each doll comes to life to perform a lively dance. But Drosselmeyer has one more surprise for his favorite niece, a Nutcracker doll. Clara is overjoyed with her new doll, but as she shows it to her cousins and friends, Fritz becomes jealous and grabs the Nutcracker from Clara, breaking it at the neck. Clara runs sobbing to her mother as Drosselmeyer chases Fritz away. Drosselmeyer lovingly bandages the Nutcracker's broken neck with a handkerchief and returns the doll to Clara. Cradling the injured doll, Clara joins her cousins in a soothing lullaby dance and then puts her Nutcracker to rest safely under the Christmas tree. The parents, realizing how tired the children are, gather them up with their presents and bid the Stahlbaums goodnight. Drosselmeyer is the last to leave as Clara escorts him from the drawing room and thanks him again for the wonderful gift. It is near midnight, and the Stahlbaum household is soon fast asleep. But in the shadows of the drawing room waits Drosselmeyer. He walks back to the Christmas tree and lifts the Nutcracker from its bed, and with a few magical turns of a screwdriver, mends the doll's broken neck. Then he vanishes into the darkness. Clara, who longs to see her Nutcracker once more, tiptoes into the drawing room. Guided by the light of a single candle, she finds her Nutcracker under the tree. She holds him close to her heart before tucking him back into his bed. Not wanting to leave him alone, Clara lies down beside him and falls into a deep sleep. With her heart pounding, Clara is awakened by the terrible sounds of scratching and rustling. As she searches the darkened room, she is frightened by a small army of gray mice scampering toward her. Led by the terrifying Mouse King, the mice pursue Clara and try to eat her. But just as they are about to take their first bite, soldiers begin to arrive, commanded by the Nutcracker, who has been transformed into a full-grown soldier. The mice and the soldiers battle, and in the end, the Nutcracker prevails, slays the Mouse King, and saves Clara. With her Nutcracker guiding the way, Clara soon finds herself in the midst of a beautiful dream. Snowflakes swirl in the most mesmerizing patterns, and angels seem to be singing from the heavens. As Clara's dream continues, she arrives in the delicious Land of Sweets. Her Uncle Drosselmeyer is there and introduces her to the Sugar Plum Fairy, who rules over this magical kingdom. The Sugar Plum Fairy escorts Clara and Drosselmeyer to a royal throne where they can observe the entertainment that she has prepared for them. Hot Chocolate performs a Spanish fandango. Coffee, a veiled harem girl, dances to the mysterious Song of Arabia. Tea performs a Chinese dance with flying fans. Mother Ginger, as big and wide as a house, waddles across the floor with little ginger snaps hiding beneath her petticoats. And finally, the Sugar Plum Fairy dances for them as delicately as if she were dancing on clouds of spun sugar. As Clara's dream comes to an end, Drosselmeyer leads her back to her Nutcracker doll. Cradling him lovingly to her chest, she closes her eyes and remembers her glorious adventure before falling back to sleep.